This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You don't want to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd. Exclusively on Paramount Plus. From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount Plus.
Yes!
All right, welcome you in to the Go 24/7, what we call this post-spring practice report. A full one today out of the practice fields. Bryce Kuhn alongside Glenn Weston. Yes, we know Glenn's taller than me. Let's just get it out of the way. Glenn, you're going to screenshot it, put it on the board. It's a good laugh.
Anymore. I won't do that anymore.
It's a good laugh.
It's a one-off thing where you just got to do it once and then you just leave it to where it is.
You got to get ahead of the jokes.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
We got to get ahead of the jokes. But hey, awesome day. First off, fantastic weather here in Baton Rouge for a day of spring practice that, Glenn, we got to see more than stretches. We got to see more than that defensively. I mean, obviously one of the big standouts, it feels like, was, we'll start with it, Sage Ryan. Not necessarily the fact that you could say, hey, maybe he knew some of the plays. Three picks for Sage Ryan during full team activities. But the fact that he capitalized on being in those spots, something that we really didn't see a lot last year, that's a big confidence booster for a secondary that needs it.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought he did a really nice job today. I mean, you could just see, like, they just look a little bit more sure of themselves, mm-hmm. you know, just throughout this full practice here. It looked like they still got a lot of they want to implement defensively, but when you've got your veterans like that that are stepping up and making plays like that and just kind of, you know, setting the tone, I guess, for this defense that really kind of needs to have an identity or wants to start finding an identity, to have somebody like Sage Ryan continue to develop. I mean, he was somebody people might remember a couple months ago was very briefly in the transfer portal.
Yeah.
Like they worked to get him back for a reason, and I think they saw that he could be an impact player for them at that safety spot. They had him playing deep safety. He was not, you know, kind of by the line of scrimmage today. He was doing a lot of stuff, you know, kind of deep back there with Jordan Gilbert. So they've been kind of rotating that same safety group with Gilbert, with Ryan, with Major Burns. But, you know, another guy that really stepped up, I thought, and I think you pointed this out, Deshaun McBride. This is somebody that I think is really going to push for some playing time here. He's just long. He's athletic. He seems to be just kind of around the ball and can make some stuff happen. So I think really some positive developments from the secondary today. You can see the potential. You can see kind of what if this group can kind of mesh well and kind of get that communication aspect of things, you know, lined up. They can be a pretty good unit next year, and I think you saw some potential there with that practice today.
You mentioned McBride. Obviously, one of the big things Brian Kelly was asked in his post-practice presser was obviously, you know, Major Burns kind of sliding up into a star role. And look, it doesn't take maybe more than the average fan to realize Major Burns was good around the line of scrimmage, coming up to make plays in the run game, maybe some bootleg passes getting after the quarterback. If they can find a spot for him there and things start to settle the back end, like you said, there is reason for encouragement, reason for excitement about what this secondary can do. I think one of the biggest things, Glenn, is if Burns feels comfortable there, it seems like he's the type of player when he does feel comfortable, that's when he's playing his best. That might be kind of easy, but for a guy like him, you want him in the best spot available.
Yeah, and then you want your veterans to be able to take that next step. And I think, you know, he's somebody that LSU needs him to play well next year. I mean, he missed a lot of tackles last year. He was, I think one of many that just kind of was unsure about what they were trying to do defensively. And I think, you know, just from a again, this was just one practice that we got to watch, you know, throughout the entirety of it. But they looked like they were a little bit more sure of themselves out there. And, you know, I don't think you take a whole ton of stock in that in just one practice. But It's at least a start, and I think they also have seen some nice development. Brian Kelly was talking today after practice from cornerbacks like JV and Toviano and Ashton Stamps. Those guys look pretty confident in themselves and what they're supposed to be doing at the cornerback spots, and they got a couple really good newcomers in that room as well. PJ Woodland is one that I think could surprise some folks come fall, and I think that they just are set up to be a much better group next year, but they have to put in the work, and they have to go out throughout this offseason and make sure that they're a unit that can see the kind of improvement that they feel like they can make.
And two names we really didn't mention in that is J.K. Johnson and Zy Alexander. Guys that we're going to have to see as they continue to build back strength up, just getting into that playing shape, getting into the fact where they can get on the field. You start to feel a little bit better. I know Sonny has said this, there's numbers there, but you want to turn that into some quality numbers. And it feels like LSU's getting closer to feeling maybe better about that overall. Anything else defensively kind of stick out to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think we should probably go over the front seven, what they kind of looked like. There was pretty much a Harold Perkins, Greg Penn inside linebacker group with the first team. Then the defensive line, you move forward to the defensive line up front. You had Jalen Lee and who was the other defensive tackle?
Jacoby and Guillory. Yeah.
And then kind of the two defensive end/edge rushers they had, Braden Swinson and Savion Jones were pretty much the first team guys out there.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The time has come for drag queens to save the world.
RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars is back on Paramount Plus, and for the first time ever,
I want you to use your talent for good,
for a change.
8 iconic queens are competing for the charity of their choice.
This is how you do drag.
Who will slay it forward, win cash for their favorite cause, and a coveted spot in the Drag Race Hall of Fame? RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars, new season now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
Paris Shand and Deshaun Womack did rotate in a little bit with those guys as well in this first practice. So that's all really good stuff as we see.
I don't know who that is.
one of the players is certainly blazing by us here after this first full practice. But yeah, I mean, those were pretty much the big, kind of the first team guys that you saw rotating in. And again, it's one of those deals where I think they still have a lot of installation they got to put in. But you saw some signs here where, this group can be a little bit more opportunistic, be a little bit of aggressive. They can do some things because, I do think probably one of the other takeaways that we'll get to here offensively is that the run game for LSU really kind of controlled the day, I think, in terms of just the consistency and the holes that they were opening up and, the diversity that they were, showing in that respect on offense. But certainly I think there's a lot of room for encouragement for this defense, and we'll see if they can continue to kind of show that progression and develop and perform under a scheme that Blake Baker feels like they can.
Switching it over to the offensive side of the football, you mentioned it's an offensive line. Kelly talked about returns a lot of guys that have played. They're trying to build depth there just in case. That's going to be a big thing. They've got to have guys ready. I mean, he mentioned if an ankle's tweaked, if a shoulder's messed up, we got to have guys that can step up. It is a great, maybe the best in the SEC when you talk about that first five coming back for LSU. They got to build that up. But the run game, just two scholarship running backs, but, man, they're really getting to work in how they want this run game to look and how they want to shape a lot of these zone looks they're trying to put out there.
Yeah, you mentioned the offensive line. I mean, Emory Jones was not out there, like, for the, you know, contact portion of practice. He was in pads, but just really did a little bit of individual drill work. And it was really Tyree Adams that was kind of the big right tackle for them on the first team. And I thought they did a really nice job of opening up holes on that right side with Adams, with Miles Frazier and DJ Chester. And I do think that they're getting more diverse with the run. I think probably one of the biggest takeaways that I had was the amount of times they put Garrett Nussmeier under center. They did that.
It looks a little different.
They did that three or four times with Nuss today, and I was like, okay, well, that's a little different. And they did some play action out of that. They did some rollouts where, you know, Nussmeier faked a handoff and hit Mason Taylor for a little short route a couple times. So they're trying to get more diversity into that run game, and that's really going to help kind of open things up for the passing game as well. If you're able to kind of establish a more unique run game, it should really help out a quarterback like Nussmeier be able to spread the ball out to his receiving weapons. So I would say that was probably one of the bigger takeaways I had from the whole day.
Yeah, offensively, you continue to look. Mason Taylor looking to get more involved. He talked about that earlier. This week when we talked with him after one of the practices, you could see some designs that we saw a little bit last year, but maybe they hone in on that a little bit more. And then just kind of round out the day's coverage. Wide receiver position, Brian Kelly said he feels good about it. There's backup battles that need to be settled elsewhere, but he said, six, seven guys that he says we can throw out there and maybe be amongst the best in the conference.
Yeah, and you saw it. I mean, like, there was a play today that Kyron Lacy made in the very early portion of practice where he just pretty much jumped Jarden Gilbert, you know, high-pointed a ball at a deep
throw. Jarden Gilbert's not a small guy.
Yeah, Gilbert's not a small guy, and he was actually in pretty good coverage, too. And Gilbert and Lacy just kind of just had
a
very slight edge over him and was able to make the play. It was a really just phenomenal, athletic, acrobatic play. So you had him. You had, you know, Chris Hilton was targeted a number of times. I'm on the Chris Hilton train. I think this is the offseason for him. He's been with Nussmeier now for 3 years.
Exactly.
Those two, I think, have a really special connection. And Nuss was targeting him a lot today. And Hilton was getting open, and they were utilizing that matchup a lot today. So, I think it's a big offseason for him. It's a big offseason for a guy like Aaron Anderson. They worked in Kyle Parker and Xavion Thomas and CJ Daniels, the two transfers, rotated in with the first team a little bit today as well. They have a lot of options here to kind of really open up this passing offense. And I think Nussmeier is pretty happy that he has all these guys that he's going to be able to kind of spread the ball out to.
Yeah, big note, C.J. Daniels, that's a big man.
Yeah.
Very physical, big-bodied receiver that LSU wanted to bring in. They did. The only thing Nussmeier probably didn't like was the wind kicking around. It knocked down some of those balls. Damian Ramos was kicking some field goals. It looked like it was hitting a wall and coming straight down. But nonetheless, a great day of spring practice out here just beyond the practice fields. Beautiful day here in Baton Rouge as we continue spring football coverage. A lot of other coverage happening all across the site. Baseball in the midst of a massive series against Florida women's basketball. I'm heading to that press conference right after the recording of this. Big game on Sunday, 2 o'clock, and I believe baseball's 2 o'clock.
Yes.
So that's, you're going to have to pick your poison. Put one on the TV and go to one of the games, I guess you could do, or go split screen it. I believe there's a couple companies that let you do that. That's good stuff as well. But, hey, we appreciate you tuning in. Make sure you like the video. Hit that subscribe button. We will catch you next time. He's Glenn West. My name's Bryce Kuhn here on the Go 24/7 Spring Practice Report edition of this podcast.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.